This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you, voicemail lady. This is the EdExchange user group call, our first under our new sort of mantra of pushing us forward. It is November 2nd. Mike Sessa here. We have Jim from ECE, Ian from Aperio, Mark from California, Sam from Parchment, Mark and
joining
David.
The meeting.
Mark and David from Credentials. Hi, who just joined?
This is Susan Stein from APAS.
Hey, Susan, how you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Wonderful. I was just doing a roll call. I'll just start from the beginning again. So there's Susan from Apply Alberta, Jim from ECE, Ian from Aperio, Mark from California Community Colleges, myself, Sam from Parchment, Mark and David from Credentials, Matt from the National Student Clearinghouse, and James from California Community Colleges. Did I miss anyone? Awesome, folks. Well, thanks for dialing in. Couple things. I wanted to make sure everybody got my emails. For those folks who were at the summit, I apologize if you're tired of hearing from me, but we had such a tremendous push of momentum last week that I started thinking about a number of things and how to pull us to sort of the next level. And so I've done together we've done some outreach with Infinity, we've done some outreach with Aperio and Ian, and he's on the call from the UK, so thanks for dialing in, Ian. And so I wanted to go over a few things because I think it's important to take us to that next level. So we are now officially EdExchange. As I said in the email, we have been born from the Common Data Services Task Force, which started, believe it or not, in 2011. And that history is permanent. It'll always be there. I think it's starting to cause confusion between what group and the names and the steering committee. So we just need to flatten it out and make it understandable for everybody. So we are the EdExchange user group. We'll drop CDS. It can
joining
stay on
the meeting.
It can stay on the website. Hi, who just joined? Hi, who just joined? Did someone just join? Maybe they're having a connection problem. So, folks, so CDS will always
leaving
be part
the meeting.
Of, someone had a connection problem. They'll be dialing back in. So we are EdExchange, the EdExchange user group. We will meet on Thursdays, every Thursday going forward, and I'm going to explain that in a minute. I want to thank the folks from the West Coast for dialing in for the past 6 years at 8 a.m. on Thursdays. We alleviated that with an hour. I hope folks in the Pacific time zone appreciate that. But Thursday did seem to be work out as the best time, just pushing it an hour. So we'll do that going forward. So EdExchange, we are EdExchange every Thursday at noon or 9 a.m. Pacific or 4 p.m. in the U.K. And also, I don't like to cancel calls. So calls will be held every week, and I'll be on every call. And as we progress, these calls might be short and quick updates. The reason why I wanted to do this is we're starting also to head into the holidays. So we already have Thanksgiving in a couple of weeks. We have Christmas. We have New Year's. So our schedule is going to be a little bumpy through January, but I thought at least if we are on Thursdays and folks want to dial in and either give an update or get an update, we need to sort of pick up the pace because I'm hoping that at the Spring Summit on May 2nd here in Washington, we use that as a milestone to bring whatever progress we've made to the meeting, get some hype about it. So that's kind of how we've been working, is swinging between summits and using those as milestones. So Ian's here. We invited Infinity and Aperio to join as they see fit because they are, now our partners in this mission, and important that we keep communications open and transparent. The EdExchange Steering Committee will set a new meeting date and time. And maybe, when the Steering Committee started, we started having meetings every 2 weeks. and that might have been aggressive. We all thought it was the right thing at the right time. Now I'm thinking the right thing at the right time might be to move towards monthly and see what's appropriate for the steering committee. So for our steering committee members, you can see them. They're on the website. They have been active since the start, and those folks are, Raj, Mark from California, and Tuan, Doug Falk, Jim Kelly, Monterey, and Jack Weber. But what was nice is having, Jack forwarded the message on, so now we have, additional credentials folks, and we have, multi-levels of people within your organizations, which I think is vitally important. As I said, especially as the holidays come up, not everybody can make every meeting. And so it's nice to have coverage, but also I don't want folks to worry that if they can't make a meeting, they're going to miss anything. We want you to dial in for the meetings, but I also understand you have your other jobs. And as I said, the holidays are going to be a little bumpy, so we'll have the calls. We're going to keep in touch is my main point. I will keep in touch with everybody. Everybody will keep in touch with everybody. And we'll do that by recordings, by calls, and whatever other means we need. There were three other quick things I wanted to mention because I had sent an email out about a meeting. Coming home from Toronto, I realized that May is a long time away, and with the holidays, I'm worried about the stop and start and the start and stop and the disjoint approach we sometimes have being pretty much an all-volunteer organization. So we did this back in January 2015. We just called for an interim meeting. Everybody felt it was the time, and I had that same feeling again. And so I put out a draft program for a quick meeting on January 16th and 17th. It's now on the PESC website on the homepage. It's called PESC Interop 2018. And because I received such positive feedback from it, we're going to move forward with it.
Joining the meeting.
Jack Weber.
Hi. Hey, Jack. How you doing?
Sorry, I'm late. I'm good. How are you, Michael?
Up late watching the game?
No, I'm actually at a conference in Wisconsin. We just had a presentation.
Yeah, wonderful. We have your other credentials folks on the line, Mark and David, so thanks for pulling them
Fantastic.
In.
Fantastic. You got the best of the best there.
Yeah. So, Jack, I was just giving a review of some of the things about the email I had sent out, being EdExchange, about – let me look at my email again. Meeting Thursdays for quick calls, especially as we go over the holidays, so we know there's not going to be a meeting on Thanksgiving. There probably won't be a meeting, around Christmas or around New Year's. So I will continue to socialize these ideas and ensure that progress is made and continues. And the EdExchange Steering Committee will simply, we might move to quarterly. I'll reach out with them and figure out a meeting time. So coming home from Toronto, I had that idea that we need to get together. There's a lot going on. Is it a lot to ask of the PESC members? Yes, but what I tried to do is align the interest topics to what interests you and has relevance for your job. So we're calling it a no-frills interim meeting, which means there's a slight registration fee of $125. That's to help cover the cost of the meeting room. There's no food, no beverage, no breaks. So it's just come, do the work, no frills, no entertainment. I should have a hotel lockdown by Monday. But since we received such positive feedback, I had socialized it first with the board. The board thought it was a good idea. And I'll continue to work with the board and with everybody on the content. It's posted on the homepage. You can see it. We're going to be talking about Jason because we are at a fork in the road with Jason on our approach, whether we do what I'm calling Jason standalone or we do a sort of Jason transformation based off our XML because we are an XML shop. However, according to our technical advisory board, because of the way we've structured our XML, it might actually be easier for us to jump straight to do pure JSON or JSON standalone. What are the ramifications of that? Who's using Jason? Which direction do you want us to go? Over lunch, I scheduled...
joining the meeting.
Hi, who just joined?
Hi, it's Rajiv.
Hey, Raj, how you doing?
I'm good, sorry, I'm late.
No worries. I'm recording the call too, Raj, so if there's anything you miss or you need, you know, help sleeping tonight, you can click this on and listen to it from the beginning. But I was just reviewing the meeting for January. So over lunch on the first day, get your lunch, either come back or go for lunch and you can miss the session. But it's come up many, many times, is that we need a request and response for all our PESC-approved standards. And we just never had them. The main use of request and response has been for transcripts. But if we are moving towards Ed Exchange and you know, discussion about JSON-LD, which is, you know, making data more web services friendly, when I think our standard should be more web services friendly. And so we do need request and response for all. And then with Ed Exchange, you know, this is, you know, a four-hour meeting. But I'm hoping, you know, some of these issues can progress before the meeting, but some of these, I think, need our in-person attention. And that's ensuring we keep the lines open with Infinity and Aperio. Aperio has created an Ed Exchange community within their ranks. One question where we're going down a rabbit hole is we had a quick meeting, and we need to remove the Ed Exchange name from the source code so that PESC can market Ed Exchange as a service, while Aperio can then run with the source code and have it flourish in the open source community. An idea came up about Open Exchange as that name to name the code, and Ian and his lawyers are going down that path, and we can circle back around to that, Ian, and talk about that because we have some good folks on the call that can help us. We also have steering committee terms and elections. Elections I'm proposing take place in the fall of 2018, so we would, you know, extend the steering committee through that time. However, we have some slots open. We have to define what Ed Exchange version 1.0 is. What does it mean to go live? I put a pricing structure in the PDF that's online. We want to talk about stimulating more pilots. We want to set timelines and deliverables. There are a number of events and conferences coming up, and then, of course, the Spring 2018 Summit. It's kind of the same thing with geocode, and PESC geocode is following in the footsteps of Ed Exchange. So the administration, the governance, how we orchestrated the success of Ed Exchange, geocode is copying right behind it. So we established a steering committee. We need to have those same discussions. There are events and conferences coming up that we want to be a part of. We need to define what geocode version 1.0 means. Jim and the steering committee have been working on technical enhancements and the prioritization of those, and Jim has a whole process set up at ECE for development cycles. So there's a lot to discuss there with geocode. And then I created an opportunity for folks to demo or pilot new ideas. There are a lot of new ideas popping out there, and I think PESC should have the ability to let and hear new ideas. So this is kind of a gong show approach, if you want. You have 15 minutes. I already have two slots filled. So jump in if you have an idea. It can be on anything. And then the last slot would be on academic credentialing. PESC is leading an effort to do credential mapping. Credential Engine will have launched. So it's launching December 7th. That's going to cause a lot of buzz in the market, and we want to make sure we're covering that. And then the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has a grant from the Lumina Foundation to develop standards and work groups for marketplace consumption. So they are going down the supply-demand model, where they are demanding, as the labor and workforce market, what they need, and PESC is looking to affiliate themselves with the U.S. Chamber because we can be the supplier of those standards. But we don't know what standards they need yet. So that's kind of the two-day, no-frills, January 16th and 17th. I've heard from a number of folks like Sam and James and Mark and Michael Morris, and even Helen, Mei Hung and Helen Chen at Stanford. So we are moving forward. And the last item I have is simply to lock in the hotel, and that'll be done on Monday. So the registration form, you know, the silly little form, that we need. Just doesn't have the hotel date on the hotel. So as soon as I get that, I'll update it, and we're going to announce it. I don't know how many folks will come. Maybe 30. But again, it's two-pronged. So I want to sort of bring some crowd power, in-person crowd power. So those folks that can travel to San Francisco, we're going to be there in person. But then the whole agenda will be available on via conference call for PESC members so that if they can't be there in person, they can still dial in. And this is really PESC membership. So we want folks to engage, and whether you can be there in person or by conference call, you know, either way. We could have done this, say, out of Washington, but I think with all of the activity in California, the fact that the California folks couldn't come to Toronto because of the international travel policy, Infinity's there. We've been on the East Coast a lot just to get out to San Francisco and show some love to the West Coast. The last item I had was Alejandro is also looking for a domain name for the EdExchange code, and that's something I need to talk
to. I just sent you a response on this. Last time we discussed this, we talked about ed-exchange.org, which was available, which I purchased on my personal account at the time, expecting to transfer it. So that is available, and I'm happy to transfer it. It was pretty cheap. EdExchange domain was not available. I reached out to try to see if we could get a hold of it, and we couldn't.
Yeah. And I guess my question, too, Mark, is I guess PESC.org/EdExchange is not – you know, I need to understand what that domain name is needed for. Is it going to be something –
joining the meeting.
Is it going to be something people see?
Hello, it's Twan. Sorry about that.
Hey, Twan, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Awesome.
I'm on my laptop for sitting out with me today.
Awesome.
So it is a name that people are going to see because they're gonna navigate to this domain name. This domain name that we're talking about is going to be the directory server's domain name. So anytime somebody wants to go to the directory server, they're going to see that name.
And so that's why it can't be the PESC website.
It could be something like edexchange.pesc.org, but Mark's name, it looks good to me. It's ed-exchange.org. The downside to using that is that somebody already has edexchange.org, edexchange all one word, .org. And so, you know, there might be a little confusion with regards to, you know, between those two domain names. So we'll have ed-exchange.org, but if somebody were to go to edexchange.org, all one word, it would take them to somebody else's site.
Right. So, that domain is owned by edX. They're not using it, but that doesn't mean that, that they couldn't use it at some point in the future.
True.
But for now, they're not using it, but they won't give it up.
True. Oh, did you check with them, Mark, on that? Were you able to get a hold of them?
Yeah, I had reached out more than once, and I know Rajiv had in the past as well.
Gotcha. Well, you know, I mean, like I sent out an email in response to yours as well, Michael. I threw out edexchange.pesc.org as a possibility. I don't know. I mean, then you're using the PESC.org site domain name, but using the EdExchange prefix, which I think it's got some advantages to it.
Okay. I think I understand better. I don't know. I didn't want to say nobody cares, but this is not high priority. I mean, Alejandro said he needs it in order to move the project forward. But as far as what we name it, I think it needs to be tied to our branding. I don't think folks should confuse it, like going to, you know, whitehouse.com, if you've ever tried that, and you get an adult site.
You might not want to try that, yeah.
Yeah. So we also don't want to fall into that where people think they're on EdExchange and they're not, because we have a dash. So I understand the branding, and I think we can probably take that offline, and I'll run that by folks to make sure that whatever we come up with is satisfactory. But as long as it's okay, I don't think people really care, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would agree. But like I said, I mean, there are things to consider that you brought up, right? You don't want to. I think having a trusted name, I think having PESC.org is a good idea. You know, edexchange.pesc.org, because it's got PESC.org in the name, and that's trusted.
There has to be the trust factor, right? I like that idea. So let me follow up offline. You know, but I guess my question is, you know, if we went with edexchange.pesc.org, people would be okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense in a way, because PESC is managing the directory server.
Okay. Wonderful. So I knew I threw a lot of stuff out there, folks. You know, my big thing was, you know, moving the meeting an hour, going to weekly, making sure we were sort of rallying to bring EdExchange to that next level. We've had a lot of discussions about what, you know, the word production means, or go live, or limited release. What's after that? What's our strategy? What are our timelines? You know, I think it's time we clamp down on this, especially as since last week in Toronto, where we had an extended session, and folks like Digitary and Andy Dowling, the CEO of Digitary, asked a number of questions of James and Sam and Mark, and, you know, at the end of it, he basically just said, oh, yeah, we're doing this, because I think it makes sense. To me, EdExchange is a very simple concept, but a very important one. And so I think folks are waiting, you know, everything, what's the next step? Well, we have to figure out what the next step is, and I'm driving that. So we will meet next Thursday again. I'm not sure if anybody had any technical updates, or James or Sam. I mean, what we're really working on is a lot of the administrivia, transitioning to Infinity. James has also volunteered to do some QA on the servers, and he's touching base directly with Infinity.
Can we get an update on the Infinity production setup? Like last time on our call, they were talking about the migration be done by Monday. That was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything from them, Sam. And I maybe made the incorrect assumption that I would hear back from them when they had something, because I did sign up. I said, well, you know, once you're done, you need to let me know so I can kind of go do you know, sanity check on all the servers. And I haven't heard anything. So I'm assuming they're still working on it.
Yep. And Alejandro and I talked on Monday, this past Monday, and that's the question he asked me, was for the domain name. And my question to him was, is this holding things up? How fast do I need to run? And I told him we would have something very soon, and so I can email him today and get an update and share that with folks. He was also scheduled to be on the call today so that, you know, you hear directly from him and you don't hear, you know, from me as I might.
Leaving the meeting.
With selective memory, forget something important. So I'll get on that today. But according to them, it is transitioning. You know, I think there are a few things here and there, but we should expect it imminently. In fact, they already sent me an invoice for the transition costs, which I haven't paid yet, because I want that final, it's done. When I see the words, it's done, then that was the agreement, I would pay the invoice. So I'm sure they're working on it as well, and that's why I want to make sure we're all in communication and everybody knows the same status. You know, we all know the exact same thing now. And I'm going to push it forward and email Alejandro and get an update from him. Does that work, Sam?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anything else? Anybody want to talk about anything else? James, I'm not sure there's any other technology updates, or Matt, anything from the clearinghouse?
No, I have nothing off progress, Mike. Sorry.
Okay. No, how do folks feel about that meeting in January? Do folks feel like they would attend in person? They would dial in?
Yeah, this is Mark Cohen. I'm excited about it. I'll be there in person.
Great.
I would try to go. This is Jim Kelly. I would try to go. Not a guarantee, but I will do my best.
Yeah, Jim, you said you might be out of the country.
I'm sure we'll have somebody from Credentials there. Tom might come in my stead.
Okay. Wonderful. As I said, you know, this isn't a – I think it's important to be there in person, but for those folks that can't, we're not going to exclude you. We're going to – you know, I'll have the conference line open all day, and I'm sure folks will dial in and dial out as need be. What else can we talk about? I've rambled on a little bit. I've thrown a lot of information at you. Does it sound good?
Yeah, this was a good to kick the group back off, and you know, we can take it from here with the next call. I assume we'll have a better update next time on where the server stands.
Yep. And for the credentials folks, being on your first call, did all of this make sense? Did we scare you away?
I think I understood that.
Just scared you away a little bit.
Not too much.
David, did you have any technical questions you wanted to ask James or Sam on getting the server set up?
Not at the moment.
Okay.
Okay. Well, perfect. Thanks. And if anybody has any questions, I mean, we meet as a group. Some of us have been meeting for 6 years, so, you know, some of us have our specialties, and some of us are doing pilots. So it really has been a team effort, and I think we really have to continue that team effort. So if there's nothing else, I'll just say thank you, and look for some notes for the recording that I'll post, and we'll touch base again next Thursday.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks a lot.
Leaving the meeting.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Thank you. Mark Cohen.
Thank you.
Leaving the meeting.
Ian Dolphin.
Leaving the meeting. Leaving the meeting. Leaving the meeting.
Jack Weber.